Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is a Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. How do we ever? Lance Storm is going to be joining us here today. So we'll talk some TNA news, including next week. It is the NXT TNA Invasion show, which, of course, is going head-to-head with a Tuesday edition of Dynamite. The Tuesday Night Wars are back, and the NXT show has an NXT versus TNA, two Survivor Series matches, one for the men, one for the women. We'll tell you about that. Last night, of course, was Raw. We'll give you the Raw report. We got Dynamite's 6th anniversary 2.5-hour show coming up tomorrow. NXT, of course, is tonight, where we'll get the teams chosen for this invasion. And then we've got a lot of news on John Cena's final match and Hiroshi Tanahashi's final match and the Blood and Guts date and location. We actually have it. And some notes, a lot of notes, actually, from Monday Night Raw. So if you'd like to join us here today, you can send a text message, 425-780-7566, whatever's on your mind. If you want to email, it's F4WOnline@gmail.com. I am F4WOnline on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, $10 cameos. And I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So a lot to get into with Lance after the break. We'll get into all of the news, the Raw report, and plenty more. So stick around for that, everybody. And also, what's coming up later on tonight, only for subscribers. So we'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today, and we got a lot to talk about, Lance. And tonight, it is the debut on the Brian and Vinny Show, only for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. You can also grab the podcast on Spotify, f4wonline.com/Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, f4wonline.com/Apple. Lots of options here. YouTube, Spotify, and Apple, all just $9.99. But starting tonight, every Tuesday on the Brian and Vinny Show, it will be 20 years ago on TNA Impact Wrestling. The alleged glory days of the original TNA, 2005 to, we'll see how long we go, 2008, 2010. But anyway, that's starting tonight. And so what show are we watching? The one from 20 years ago this week, the debut on Spike TV. These are all available on TNA Plus, maybe other places as well. But anyway, you can check it out tonight. And Lance has already seen the first episode. Lance, no spoilers, but how was it?
I enjoyed it. It definitely lived up to the name, Total Nonstop Action. And also, too, it is back to the six-sided ring days, if you're nostalgic for that. And also, too, if you're considering getting TNA Plus to follow along, if you get the premium subscription level, you will also be able to see Bound for Glory.
That's right.
Biggest show of the year coming up in a smidgen over 2 weeks.
And we'll talk about the whole Bound
less
for...
less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk the lineup here in a second. But yes, we did this with the Monday Night Wars. It was actually 19 years ago because we couldn't wait. 19 years ago on Raw and Nitro. That ended when WCW died, obviously. So now it is 20 years ago on TNA Impact Wrestling. The days of Samoa Joe and every time I list names, people are like, oh, they're not there for another one. There's a lot of names and a lot of memories that people romanticize. So we're going to tell you if you're right or wrong tonight, Brian and Vinny Show. Only for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com if you want to watch the video, as well as FOWOnline.com/Spotify, FOWOnline.com/Apple.
There's a lot of current wrestling producers wrestling on this show.
There sure are. Yeah. Quite the thing we'll look back on starting tonight. All right, a couple of notes. John Cena's final match. We've actually been talking about this for quite a while now. It has been confirmed that it will be Saturday, December 13th at Monumental Sports and Entertainment's Capital One Arena, Washington, D.C. News was announced by WWE and Triple H on Tuesday. WrestleVotes had said, talked about earlier this month. We've actually been talking about it for a long time. They had wanted to go head-to-head with the AEW World's End show at the end of December, and they couldn't get it done. So instead, it will be Washington, D.C., and we do not know an opponent yet. One of the big questions is, will Donald Trump be there? Will Vince McMahon be there? It's certainly something that has been discussed internally. I don't know if either will be there, but that's it. Saturday, December 13th, they outbid, I guess, Boston for the final match, and that's where John Cena's last match is going to be.
Couldn't get it on the White House grounds like UFC?
Apparently not that day. He might have had something to do. Might have been busy. It's also December.
Could be some snow, yeah.
I'm not sure that's a good idea. We also know more about Tanahashi's final match. It will be January 4th at the Tokyo Dome, Wrestle Kingdom 20. And Tanahashi says, we don't have an opponent yet, but he will also be doing a one-on-one singles match for his final match. He says, I like wrestling singles matches most of all. My debut is a singles match. I want my last to be a singles match. Every January 4th, I change my costume up. But this year, January 4th, will be my last, so it'll be a new costume just for that one match. He says, everybody ready to start trying to figure this out? He wants to come full circle with his last opponent, but stopped short of revealing the identity. I want there to be a connection, he said. I want to come full circle, in a sense. That's all I'll say. So who do you think it's going to be?
Who was his first Tokyo Dome opponent?
I'd have to go back and look, actually.
Or his first match, if that's even possible, depending on who it was.
So that's going to be January 4th, as well as the debut of Aaron Wolf, New Japan signee, Olympic gold medalist, making his in-ring debut at Wrestle Kingdom 20. You think they'll change the name of the Japanese gold medalist when he debuts?
I'm guessing not.
Interesting. We've also got the date and the location of Blood and Guts. They did the challenge on Collision, but they didn't tell us anything else. Well, now we know. They announced on Tuesday that Blood and Guts, the women's version, is going to be Wednesday, November 12th, Greensboro, North Carolina. The former Greensboro Coliseum, now the First Horizon Coliseum. It'll be the most violent match, according to AEW. Tickets go on sale on October 3rd, although early access premium seating starts tomorrow. They haven't actually announced it's the women's version. They've only announced that is where Blood and Guts is going to take place. But I think that we can safely say that that is the women's edition of the show. So then we've got NXT and Dynamite coming up tomorrow night. NXT tonight has Lash Legend and Jada Parker. They haven't added anything else, by the way. We only have two things announced for the show. And also, Ava and Santino will choose their teams for the NXT invasion. According to Ava, when the invasion occurred last week, that 90-second brawl, she said that she sat down with Santino Marella, and they talked for hours to come up with the idea of this invasion show next week. So I can only imagine how long it's going to take for Ava and Santino to come up with the teams for this Survivor Series event. They probably should get started now. They want it done by showtime. Who would you put on these teams? Who would you make? Make a men's and women's Survivor Series team, Lance, from TNA.
Boy, I definitely strongly favor the system with Moose, Myers, Eddie Edwards, and Dango gets us four. Put Santana in there for five if we can get Trick on the other side.
Women?
Women, I think there was only about five that did invade. We've got the Angel Warriors were there for sure. We can't include our champion because she's from TNA. We definitely have to have Indy, the Angel Warriors, and perhaps...
Did you not see the invasion with WCW and WWF? You can put your champion on the women's...
No, I can't because she's an NXT wrestler.
I know, but we had WCW wrestlers on the WWF side and WWF wrestlers on the WCW side when they did that goofy invasion pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen here. But yeah, Indy, Angel Warriors, and either the Elegance Duo or the Inspiration Duo.
All right, well, we're going to talk more about this after the break. Bound for Glory, a lot of news, Raw, and more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Let's see. So, Tanahashi's first opponent ever was Togi Makabe. I don't think that's a good final match.
Is he still active?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it'd be a good match.
I don't follow New Japan.
His first Dome show would have been against Manabu Nakanishi. I don't think that's going to be his final match. His first IWGP title win at the Dome was Muto. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the options are, I actually think if they could get it done, the most likely opponent would actually be Shinsuke Nakamura. So
that would be a tough one to pull, I would think, with their AEW connection.
It would. I mean, the original, you have the original Three Musketeers, Tanahashi, Nakamura, and Shibata. I guess it could be Shibata. You could do Shibata. So, I think Shibata is probably the most likely opponent.
Is Shibata allowed to wrestle in New Japan?
Actually, he's not. It would have to be, that's a good question. you guys know the Shibata story? Shibata did a match with Okada. And he did a clunking headbutt and literally almost died. So he couldn't wrestle for years, and they would not clear him to wrestle. So finally, they allowed him to do an exhibition match where he was not allowed to take any bumps. He could only do grappling. And I think the first one, I think the first one went off without a hitch, but then they did it a second time. And the second time, Shibata just decided, screw that, I'm going to do whatever I want. And he went out there and he did a full-on match. He wasn't supposed to. And that was the end of him in New Japan. So he signed with AEW, and AEW cleared him. But to this day, they will not clear Shibata. So the only way that you could do Shibata and Tanahashi is they would have to trust him to do an exhibition match and not go into business for himself. So I don't think, actually, now that I think about it, that ain't going to happen either. So it ain't going to be Nakanishi. It ain't going to be Muto. It ain't going to be Shibata. It probably is not going to be Shinsuke, unless I don't even know how they could make that work. And that leaves Togi Makabe. I don't know, man. So I guess we'll see. All right. What's up with Ash by Elegance? Do we know anything yet?
You know as much as I do.
You think she's done, like, permanently?
I have no idea. She's stepping away from in-ring competition, I think is the wording I heard, and other than that, I have no idea. I gave her a hug and wished her well for whatever it was, but whatever it is, it seems to be her business and hers alone.
All right. We got the Dynamite 6th anniversary coming up on Wednesday. Moxley, Claudio, Daniel Garcia versus Hangman Page, Joe, and Hobbs. Statlander and Darby versus Marina and Wheeler. Kyle Fletcher versus Orange Cassidy for the TNT title. Return of the Jurassic Express. Kenny Omega and Brodito versus the Young Bucks. And Young Bucks and Josh Alexander. And the return of Tony Storm. So that's coming up for the 6th anniversary Dynamite. That show is 2.5 hours long. And it's the go-home show for what they are calling Battle of the Belts. Going head-to-head with NXT TNA Invasion.
They're bringing back Battle of the Belts.
AEW is doing Battle of the Belts. And I guess we'll see what that
will
means.
Will there be belts on it this time?
That's the question. I mean, they've done a lot of these shows before where I think once they only had one and it was a non-title, or they had a non-title on a title. It's Title Tuesday, they're calling it. Title Tuesday, not Battle of the Belts. Although, what the hell's the difference, guys? Title Tuesday, Battle of the Belts? It's all the same. There should be a bunch of belts on the line.
One draws more attention to the Tuesday date.
That's true. But other than that, what you're telling me is there's going to be belts on the line.
Well, they have enough of them, as does everybody. I'm not singling them out.
So, I mean, we could have... let's see what we could have looking at the lineup for Wednesday. We could have somebody pin Bandito or Brody King to set up a title match. Maybe the Young Bucks will pin Brody or Bandito, and then we have Young Bucks versus Bandito and Brody for the tag team titles next week. Toni Storm could make a challenge for a title upon her return. And I don't anticipate it happening. But I guess if you really wanted to, Orange Cassidy could beat Fletcher for the title, and then Fletcher wins it back on Tuesday. They almost never, ever do stuff like that. But you know what? Sometimes you got to do something different to shake things up and
I would
surprise
not
people in a good way. I don't mind him doing it once every 5 years.
I don't want Luger to pin Hogan and then 3 days later just have him give back. It's like, that's just a waste.
Well, I don't know if Orange
is that
Luger.
With Orange.
I mean, he's over, but I don't know if he's Luger. All right, then Friday we got Randy Orton and Cody versus Bronson Reed and Braun Breaker just announced. And I think nothing... Actually, we do have another thing announced. For Crown Jewel, they've added Rhea Ripley and Io Sky versus Kabuki Warriors. We pretty much already knew that. So Crown Jewel Perth, which, by the way, there's no WrestleTix update on Crown Jewel Perth. I don't know if they have a, like, you can't actually see a seating chart or what the deal is. But we have absolutely no idea if the show is doing well. I presume it is, but we don't know. We got Cody versus Seth. WWE versus World Champion for the Men's Crown Jewel title. We've got Tiffany versus Stephanie for the Women's Crown Jewel title. We got John Cena versus AJ Styles and Rhea and Io versus the Kabuki Warriors. So that's coming up on October 11th, which just happens to be the day before Bound for Glory. And, Bound for Glory's got Trick versus Mike Santana for the TNA world title. It's all coming down to this, everybody. I told you guys, I predicted. When everybody thought, oh my God, I can't believe they beat Mike Santana in his, I don't know if you'd call it his hometown. But
well, they beat Joe Hendry in a three-way.
Yeah, but still, he didn't win that match. Everybody thought for sure he was going to win. He's got to win. It's his time. I said, no, they're going to do it in a singles match at Bound for Glory. People got on me. Well, it's happening. And I think he's beaten Trick. If not, I'm going to go off.
There was going to be a rant.
Yeah. And we've got the Hardys versus Team 3D. You'll be stunned here. It is a tables match for the TNA Tag Team titles. They're billing this as the last great tag team match. I don't know about that one. We got Kalani Jordan against Indy Hartwell for the Knockouts title. Yes, Kalani Jordan is the champion. We have got Leon Slater against Javon Evans for the X Division title.
Your boy.
Oh man, I'm just gonna. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'll either laugh or cry when Santana beats Trick. And Indy beats Kalani, and then Javon's the guy that's got to do the job. You know it's coming.
It's going to be a heck of a match.
Oh, it'll be an awesome match. Hardcore War with Ali, Agent Zero. Who's Agent Zero?
He's Agent Zero. He's Ali's number one Secret Service guy.
Okay. Jason Hotch, John Schuyler, and Tasha Steeles against Eddie Edwards, Moose, Brian Myers, JDC, and Alicia Edwards. And yes,
Alicia.
Alicia, I'm sorry every time. And there is a Call Your Shot gauntlet match. Tell us what that is.
That is the Royal Rumble-esque, I believe, gauntlet. And the winner gets the Call Your Shot gauntlet trophy, which is the TNA equivalent of the Money in the Bank type situation. And, yeah.
And can you cash in at any time, or do you have to call your shot?
Well, cashing in is calling your shot.
Okay, so you don't have to give Tony Khan a week in advance?
We don't have to tell Tony Khan anything. Okay. We can just do whatever we want.
All right.
And it has been determined. There was a battle royal on Impact last week that number one in the gauntlet, which is the worst spot, is Lei Ying Li. And the coveted number 20 spot went to Mance Warner.
Mance Warner. So the Call Your Shot gauntlet is intergender?
Yes.
Okay, so there's not one for the men and one for the women?
Nope.
Wow. Sucks for Lei Ying Li.
She's got a long road ahead of her.
Yeah. But good old Mancer, that's a man that deserves a number 20 spot.
Well, there was a battle royal on Impact. The final two people got down to the final two people, and the second last person got the one spot, and the winner got the 20 spot.
Oh, so they were the final two.
They were the final two, and then it gets really important to win after that.
Man. All right. Well, that's Bound for Glory, and it is coming up on October 12th.
Lowell, Massachusetts.
Lowell, Massachusetts. Correct. Tickets available. Where? I don't even know where anymore.
I'm assuming Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster. All right. Back in a moment with the Raw Report, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. Lance, what did you think about Raw?
On the whole, I enjoyed it. And actually, and you were right, I should give you credit.
Thank you.
Joe Tess is growing on me.
I'm telling you.
I'm getting used to his voice, and I like his dynamic with Wade, and yeah, he's growing on me for sure.
What were the highlights of the show?
Oh, boy. I enjoyed Dom and Rusev. I'm trying to think what other... There was the big women's angle. There was the big angle at the end. I'm trying to think what else. My brain is pulling a blank.
Any lowlights?
I don't know if I'd call it a low light, but it's a pet peeve of mine. I really dislike the champion versus champion, and not as the match as a concept, just the fact that it draws attention to the fact that you have two world champions and in essence don't have one. I don't think it's talked enough about that the Seattle WrestleMania tanked, and it was the first WrestleMania that had two world titles on it rather than a true, authentic main event. And for the most part, business declined for the following 20 years. And the final turnaround of business was when they unified the damn titles with Roman Reigns. And we had stories of everyone chasing the one true world champion. And since adding a second world title again, the general consensus is business has cooled somewhat. Because if two men can stand in the ring and argue over who is in fact the top guy, I'm like, well, that's what a world title is supposed to determine. And we don't really have a means to do that. And I don't like two world titles. And I think that segment, while good, just draws attention to the fact that there isn't really a world champion, men or women, in WWE.
Well, that's a fine theory, but business actually is they're more lucrative right now than they've ever been.
Well, yes,
and they have
that's television deals and marketing. That isn't the
and
actual
ticket
product.
Sales.
Ticket sales aren't better than they were when Roman was a singular champion.
I think they actually
they've jacked prices, maybe, but
they're doing as good.
They're
or
doing
better.
Great, but they're riding the wave of previous. Which, if you read your own book, Death
Brother,
of WCW, you cover greatly on how you downplay people that said WCW was doing fine because business was up, and it was because they were riding a previous wave. And again, I'm not saying they're in trouble. I'm saying they were better when the main event was that babyface chasing the single world champion. Cody's story was after that one champion. Drew chasing Roman. Sammy chasing Roman. That meant more.
Well, I could not disagree stronger that the 20 years that WWE sucked was because they had two belts. It sucked because it sucked. It sucked up and down the show. It wasn't because they had two belts. Plus, they had two brands anyway, so it wasn't like they had one brand with everybody fighting over two titles. Each brand had their own title.
Every former wrestling fan friend I had, whenever we talked wrestling, they would ask who the champ is. And as soon as I had to explain, well, there's two now, their eyes glassed over and they didn't care and they never asked again.
This is not the main
It's not the
issue.
Sole issue, but it is an issue.
I think
the
it's
whole
just irritating
point
to
of
you.
Sport is to determine who is best. and when that sport has no means by which to determine that, it is not ideal.
Well, I think the bigger issue is how bad it sucked during that period. And I will say my one thing that I don't like about the two belts is how can you have two belts and one of them is called the undisputed belt? That actually does irritate me.
They stood in the ring disputing
it. It's not undisputed. There's two belts. If you want to say there's a WWE champion and there's a world champion, well, that's fine. But you can't call one of them the undisputed championship. And then, like, that part is stupid.
Have a promo where someone disputes it.
It's ridiculous. That I agree with. So, though the show opened, I don't care what anybody says. Do you understand? This Asuka, Kairi, Rhea, Io storyline is the best current storyline in WWE right now. And three of the people, at least on television, barely speaking in English. And the funny thing is Asuka actually speaks really good English, but for this storyline, she's not speaking good English, and they're putting subtitles on the screen. And I just watch this, and I just think, in 1,000 years, this idiot Vince would never have done a main event storyline where three of the four individuals involved either barely speak English or are using subtitles. But here we are. And not only that, it's the best storyline they've got. So,
and not a single person in the match is American.
Rhea comes out, and she demands the Kabuki Warriors come down to the ring, but Io comes out instead. And Io's all sad. She says, "They broke my heart. You were right. But they are my family. I still love them." And Kairi and Asuka appear on the screen. And Asuka says, "Io, I taught you everything you know. I mentored you. I paved the way for you. Rhea is not your family. I made you who you are. You became a champion because of me. I am willing to forgive you because I love you. Apologize to me. Be like Kairi. And you can both still be my students." And Kairi says, "Io, we can be a family again." And Asuka says, "For Rhea, it's just too late." And Rhea tells her to go to hell. And she told Io, "You got to trust me. I've been burned by my family before." And then Io says, "I'm sorry, I need time." And so she leaves. And Asuka and Kairi hit the ring from behind. They attack Rhea. Io in the aisle doesn't know what to do, but she finally hits the ring. And she yanks Asuka off. Kairi gets between them. Asuka mists Io. And then there's a big schmoz, and Asuka tries a kick and misses Rhea by a mile, but she sold it anyway. And Rhea ends up... first, Asuka and Kairi hit back fist. Kairi hits the big elbow. And this was a great angle. And throughout the show, they added little bits to it. And I just think everybody... Yes, Io was a little bit over the top with her her acting. But, like, the story is so great, I don't care. Like, I'll accept it in this case. Which I won't later in the show.
And the match should be absolutely fantastic.
Yes. Dom and Rusev for the Intercontinental title. Just kind of there early. But then Dom kicked out of the Mashka kick and the place like went nuts. And then they do the Eddie Guerrero bump where Dom tries to hit Rusev with the belt, but Rusev doesn't sell it. So Dom throws him the belt and takes a bump, but the ref's looking right at him when he does it. And it's like, no, what are you doing? So the ref goes to get rid of the belt. Dom goes to argue with him. Rusev goes up behind. Dom hits a mule kick, rolls up Rusev, grabs his tights, gets the pin, and gets the biggest babyface pop of the entire night.
Mule kick to the man parts.
This guy, all I had to hear for years about how much Dom sucked. He was never going to make it. The whole shebang. This freaking guy is over, and he's awesome.
He's good.
And he is a big star. We had LA Knight meeting with Adam Pearce, and they set up LA Knight versus Kofi for later. Got a Seth versus Cody champion versus champion video package. This was so weird because the video package is how we don't really like each other, but we respect each other. And then later in the show, they come out into the ring and like they hate each other. And they appear to have no respect for each other whatsoever. Raquel faced Bayley. Roxanne interfered. Bailey lost. Earlier, Bailey had said, Lyra, I can't win without you out there. And Lyra's like, I can't trust you. I'm not going out there again. So she loses, and then the heels beat down Bailey. Lyra's music hits. She comes down to make the save. And like I talked about last night with Dave, all that controversy this week about with Gail Kim and Riho and how people are dressed in wrestling, Lyra hits the ring in a short skirt. It's flying up all over the place. They are trying so hard not to film this. And I was like, what timing?
I think she had shorts on underneath.
I think she did, but like, I was told the director had no idea what to do. Like, he didn't know if she was in shorts or a skirt, and he was just like, anyway.
Because there are a lot of women's short skirts that actually have shorts built in underneath, and I think she had those. The director may not have known it.
But I don't think he did, but I think she did wear that. But then we had Jey Uso backstage with Jimmy. Jimmy says, why'd you walk out on me last week? I need your help. Jey said, helping LA Knight is getting us nowhere. Cost us the match at Mania. Why are you helping this guy? And Jimmy goes, I help everybody. Jey says, no, stop it. Stop helping. He goes, I took out LA. If I'd done more of that, I'd have been world champion right now, something you don't know nothing about. And Jimmy's all taken back, and Jey says, I'm sorry, let's just go take these bronze out tonight. I love you. And he heads to the ring, and Jimmy is not happy. So WrestlePalooza, not WrestleMania. These freaking names. God. So Io's cleaning up backstage, and Kyrie shows up, and Io says, get away from me. And Kyrie says, I just want to talk. We can still be a family. It's not too late. Just go apologize to Asuka. She'll forgive you. And Io's aghast, and she says, get away from me. Leave me alone. So Kyrie starts crying, and she gives Io a crumpled up picture of the three of them together. Heart-wrenching and incredible. We had LA Knight beating Kofi Kingston. Kofi got walloped right in the head on accident in this match with an accidental knee as they're doing a rope run spot. But he wasn't on the list afterwards, the medical list, so apparently he's all right.
He was stumbling. I hope he's all right.
It would not look good, but apparently he's all right. We had Becky and Maxine doing an argument backstage, and then Seth came up, and he goes down to the ring, and him and Cody just went on and on. And
so did the crowd.
It's kind of one of those deals where, like, I didn't care any more about the match when this was over. It was just so much talking. They don't like each other. It was just, okay. I feel this was unneeded. I mean, both guys, like, it was one of those things where, you know, Cody was really good. Seth was really good. They just didn't say anything that I cared about, which is like the point, right?
Well, it's the problem with these matches, because it's a one-off, and then they both have to go on their way with their own feuds. So it's like, what else can you say besides what they hit their very first promo, which was quite good, of wanting to be the alpha of the two? It's like, they made their case. It's like, what else do you do?
They set up the tag match with Asuka and Kyrie versus Rhea and Io for Crown Jewel. We had AJ and Dragon Lee beating Los Americanos, Bravo and Rio, the former Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. And AJ ended up getting the big win. He's facing John Cena at the show. And
the pre-match promos were so awkward.
They were quite awkward. I think this is all going to end when Bravo, Rio, and Ludwig all end up getting unmasked. And then they reform Imperium. That's where I think this is going. But I think it's a ways down the road.
The thing that bothered me, because I'm an idiot, is that it's El Grande Americano. They are all together Los Americanos. So it should be Bravo Americano and Rio Americano.
That's what
they
trademarked.
But they've never once ever said those two full names.
I think they trademarked it like very recently. So I think they'll probably do it next week. And then the main event was Braun and the Usos, which the Usos won, beating Braun Breaker after Roman Reigns returned and ran roughshod. And we'll talk about the post-match after the break. Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So Roman returned on Raw. Place went crazy. And then at the very end of the show, Roman and Jay shook hands. Roman had been given Jay advice before he was hospitalized. And that was, you just got to go out there, forget everybody. Go out there and just take it. And so he was very proud of Jay for doing so. So he's giving him this big pep talk. He's firing him up. And they have both guys face to face. But in the background,
it's Jimmy.
You can see Jimmy. And he's great. He's just watching these guys and just shaking his head. God, look at these two idiots. So they've been teasing big that Jay is going to turn heel.
But it's going to be Jimmy.
But it may end up being Jimmy is what it looks like. Because they ain't turning Roman heel. I don't think that's happening.
God, I hope not.
Roman and Jay turning heel I think would be a bad idea. So Jimmy could turn heel and end up with Seth's crew. Could use four of them. So a lot of things you could do. But he's not happy with how this is going down. So I thought it was a pretty good episode of Raw altogether. And we'll be talking about the TNA show or the NXT show, which is basically a TNA show now. Tomorrow on the show with Tom after Ava and Santino choose their teams. Don't forget tonight, Brian and Vinny's show. It'll be 20 years ago on TNA Impact Wrestling. So just the week of October 1st, 2005. It'll always be easy to find. You just have to go back 20 years, just like we did with Raw and Nitro. So we're going to kick that off tonight and do it every Tuesday. WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com, also f4wonline.com/Spotify or f4wonline.com/Apple. So check that out tonight, everybody. And that is it from here. So thanks, Lance. Thanks, all of you listening. My Twitch homies. Those of you in the YouTube chat, everybody at Sports Byline. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.